Hey, good morning. 8:14, Brock Hunter.
Could you imagine this at a halftime show?
I could.
Welcome to the third.
Everyone's like, oh, my God.
Grandma.
What is this?
Oh, my God. I love it.
This is some loud music.
It's so loud. I have to turn my hearing aids down.
Grandma, that's Metallica. The morning.
Yeah. You start a mosh pit in the living room with Grandma.
Right.
Oh, my hip.
How? Oh, no. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we get to your WTF. Today, we got some sun, partly sunny. High of 33 tonight, low of 20. Tomorrow, we got a chance for some snow. Overnight, 2 to 4 inches possible, high of 33.
That's perfect. Get Kiki back on that snowboard.
That's right. We just pull her behind the Jeep. Can we do that?
Yes,
pull
her
behind the Hummer.
Yes. I love that.
She'll learn.
Yep.
She'll learn. Yeah. Right down Napier.
Was she bitching last night?
Yeah, she's pretty sore overall.
So I still feel it.
The second day is always the worst.
Oh,
it
is.
But, yeah, we got to get right back on that board, man.
Uh-huh.
Whipping around. Anyway, it is going to be dropping down. We're going to see some snow the next couple days. And then really cold on Friday. Friday, we're only going to see a high of 18. Woo!
I want to get in that UTV and Yankee guys around, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Try and take me off that jump again like we did last year.
That sweet jump.
We just couldn't hit it. Couldn't get it.
Couldn't get the right angle.
I was just boozed up enough to be a little dangerous.
Then you guys left, and for some reason, my buddy Ben got in the UTV. And apparently, he can rip a UTV. Because the first time he took my brother around, he sent him to a Bolivia.
See? Man, I don't know. You know? Must have been you. It was all you.
Well, I suck at driving.
Anyway, yeah, so some definitely good snow pulling coming our way. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Kate?
You know, we should do the WTF on this ridiculous broom challenge, but we will touch on that in a little bit.
I don't even want to worry, stupid broom challenge. So dumb. this is a pretty funny story. A 28-year-old woman named Sharika Strawn was pulled over in Wichita Falls, Texas last month for not using a turn signal. Real quick, folks, let's focus on that. She got pulled over for not using her indicator. That's because it's illegal. Mm-hmm. If you don't do it, you're a piece of human garbage, and I hate you.
Yep.
You can get pulled over. People just think, I don't need to use it, do I? Yes, you do. It's the law, you dumb, dumb idiot.
Go right to jail.
Yeah, seriously, you should. Go right to the chair.
Throw away the key.
Right to the electric chair. That's how much it pisses me off.
So what happened? What'd you do? I was taking a left on Napier.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Didn't use my turn signal.
Yeah,
just to cop off.
Even cold, hardened criminals are like, yeah, you suck. You deserve it. Anyway, Sharika had an outstanding warrant. So when they asked her name, she said her name was Porcella Strawn. But when the cops ran that name, it turned out that Porcella also had a warrant out for her.
Oh, so there really was a Porcella?
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
How do you even spell that? Porcella.
P-O-R-S-H-A-L-A.
Porcella.
Porcella. On the drive to jail, Sharika admitted who she really was. Last week, the cops arrested her on an old warrant plus some new charges for giving false information. So, what's your name? Jeffrey Dahmer. Damn it.
Oh, damn.
No, it's wrong.
Yeah, quick hint, too. There's a thing called fingerprints these days.
Well,
where they just kind of run it and they know who you are.
I mean, at some point, though, aren't they going to ask for your ID?
You know?
Like, sorry, I forgot it. You need it. While you're driving.
Yeah.
I mean, all in all, you're not a good criminal.
No.
So, yeah, just be careful. If you're giving a fake name, just make sure it's not a name that has outstanding warrants.
What a moron.
Ooh, speaking of that, I need to pay that speeding ticket from Missouri. Otherwise, I'm going to have a warrant out for me. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Brock's getting the chair.
Uh-oh.
I hope they just put low voltage. Let it ride.
Let it ride. You bastard.
Just let him.
It was only speeding. Oh, God. Hey, that's your WTF. You know, you're a real piece of trash, aren't
you? I am. I'll admit it.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, lovely Kiki.
Good morning.
How are you? You are much perkier today.
Yeah.
You're not falling apart.
I don't feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
My body is starting to repair itself.
Perkier?
So whiny. Yeah, she got a new Brock.
Oh. Oh.
As she squeezes
attitude.
Them together. Good God, lady.
Attitude.
They look pretty good.
Hunter, look.
I can't.
I have an HR meeting after the show.
Right. With her.
Yeah. Hey.
So when you were looking at me, I didn't like that, and I'm the boss, so this is weird.
I don't think I can. Can I get in trouble with HR because we're married? I don't think so. I think
yes, you
tried it before, and they ignored it.
Because you're at work. 100%.
Yeah, but I've tried it, and they ignored it. They just laughed about it. I was like, he's
trying to get him fired.
Very handsy when I'm trying to work, and it's distracting. And they're like, yeah, it's fine.
I got a TPS report I need you to file, if you know what I'm saying.
Ew.
I got something that you need to copy, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
I got some holes that need punching, if you know what I'm saying.
Kept trying to get everybody to smell his finger the other day.
There's some Jesus, too far.
I'm not even. Oh my God, I'm not even gonna.
What?
We should move on. What's next?
I was just trying to be fun. You just ruined it, Hunter. Good God.
You had tuna for lunch and didn't have a fork. What's wrong with that?
Jesus. I'm so uncomfortable. HR!
Judy, get in here.
Get out of here right now.
Please.
Help me.
I can't. Oh, Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah.
The lovely Kiki.
Hey.
Hey.
There you go.
A little headbanging this
morning? There you go, headbang.
Never hurt nobody.
How do you get your mouth open?
Now we definitely have to have an HR.
Damn it.
Gosh.
Just give me three strikes, please. Is that a thing? Why are you doing it now?
I was even minding the stepchildren.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. We give Kiki a lot of crap here on the morning show for taking her selfies and doing all that social media crap.
I know you're probably trying to get to something real quick. Yeah. I apologize for yesterday. I just wanted to establish the no selfie thing. If you would like to come on the fishing, you're more than welcome.
No, she's not.
I'm invited on the fishing trip?
I guess.
I thought about it last night. I'm like, oh,
it's because I will do all the social media for you guys.
We need someone
to
do
why.
The
photos. So you guys can focus on that, and Boss Man Bill won't yell at you guys again for hardly posting anything last year.
And it's not bad to have a couple good-looking ladies walking around.
What good is she going to do then?
I have friends that are girls that are super cute.
Can I get on to my thing now?
Go ahead.
I want to say I'm proud of Kiki for not doing the broom challenge.
Oh, I was going to get to the broom challenge,
You know what? The only reason I didn't do it last night is because I couldn't find a broom.
Downstairs, for God's sakes.
I thought it was in the garage, so I actually didn't even look.
No.
I couldn't get the broom to balance, but I got my Roomba to balance on its corner.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Wow. Don't we do this every year? So is it really the tilt of a certain day, or does
I've
it really
never
just
seen
do
this
it?
Before.
I think last
time. Oh, I saw it last year.
I think the last time I saw it was 2013. Somebody posted a picture. It was big in 2013.
Yeah, it does it every once in a while. And now it's back.
It comes around.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's so stupid.
That broom challenge, though? Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, man. It's effing stupid. That's what it is.
Did you
You're
do
absolutely
it?
Right. I'm going to be honest with you. I did put a broom up last night just because everybody was doing it. And I was like.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works, but you can balance it at any time.
That's what one of my girlfriends said. She did it, and she was like, but I'm not convinced that I couldn't do this any day.
No, you can
I
do it
I just didn't
day.
Realize that you could.
Yeah. So Facebook is
flooded. So you're going to have to try it today, then, and see if it works.
You know what? How about use, like, a straw broom? Let's try it with a straw broom.
Like the old-style ones?
Yeah.
You know what? It's not going to balance.
Yeah.
And then when it doesn't balance, you can hop on it and fly away like the witch you are.
Yeah, we'll use the broom that Kiki flew in on.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, damn.
Why is this a pick on Kiki day? Why is this a pick on Kiki day?
You're not an ugly witch. You're a beautiful young lady.
Why did you come in here and say, hello, my pretty?
Yeah. And your little dog, too. And don't put water right.
Dive milk.
Ah, that's fun.
Here, drink this.
Yeah, drink this.
Nice.
I think you'd be a good
witch. Have a bite of this apple.
Yeah.
You'd be a good witch. I think so.
Why do I have to be a witch at all?
Yeah. But because you had the good witch and the bad witch. What did you have, the Glenda. Wanda or something like that? What were the two witch names?
Yeah, they were both terrible. You
know, to be fair, though.
Both got smashed by a house, too.
One
of them?
I think all of them did. Wasn't the one from the east the last one?
The good witch was the only one left.
Yeah. But,
she's annoying.
Why would you be mad at Dorothy? The house fell on the witch. You killed her.
Right. It's not like she was... steering it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't
or
know.
Was she?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, she needs to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, what a dumb bitch. What a dumb bitch witch.
This is so stupid.
This is the dumbest thing.
It is.
I apologize to everyone for what we did
but
here.
But just to let you guys know, that broom challenge, because a lot of you out there are thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah,
it really
do it.
Does line
so
up.
So we can do it any day.
Any day.
I'm going to find a broom today, you know, and I'm going to do it.
There is another one that balances with, like, the position of the moon. It's the egg one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, you can balance an egg like a certain
day. There's got to be something to it. Obviously things are going to act differently.
There's nothing to it.
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense. It's stupid. No. It's a dumb, stupid internet challenge, and it's filling up Facebook with garbage.
I figured it out.
What'd you figure out?
I got it. Damn it. Why did it take me so long to realize why a broom can balance on the earth?
Because you're not very smart.
No, because the earth is flat. That's why. Oh. It's a flat earth, and you can balance a broom on it because it's so flat. If it was a round earth, could you balance a broom, Brock? Don't be a moron. A flat earth, flat broom, it balances.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you.
Out of all the dumb things you've said on this show.
You know what doesn't? No.
She was going
to
go deep.
No, you have to finish now. I was going to end on Hunter's horrible note.
Go ahead. Take a shot. That's fine.
Nope, I'm good.
No, you got to say it. I'm not doing the next break until you say it.
Oh, it's fine, because it was really dumb. It wasn't that funny.
I want to hear it.
No.
Don't blue ball us on the joke.
You kept saying flat, and I was thinking, well, you can't. It's a quarter like you did on mine with a flat ass.
There you go. I know, I got a flat ass. It's fine. I'm a dude. I walk like a frog. That's fine.
Not me. I got that bouncy butt. Woo woo. We already did. He threw a quarter at my ass and it bounced.
This has literally been the worst.
Why? Because the earth is flat, bro?
This is
you're jealous?
The worst. Let's move on to your comedian. Let's fix it with your comedian. Let's have a professional do it, for God's sakes. Your comedian today is Harlan Williams. Do it. Good morning. It's WIRX, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki. Good morning.
I am the greatest in the world.
So, did you just post that on Facebook already?
I'm about to. Right now, I'm posting it right now.
Kiki.
Okay, so.
Beat me in the stupid chair challenge.
Sweet woman called in and said, Kiki, you need to challenge the two doofuses in the room here to the chair challenge. So, we looked into it. So we did the chair challenge, and the results were exactly as I expected,
so
which is
guys.
That I am better. Women are better than men.
It's just because you got those wide childbearing hips.
Yeah. So in a very crucial situation, like apocalypse, if anybody ever has to put their head up against the wall and pick up a chair and stand up for any given reason.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Let's hope it's a woman.
I hope it's a woman.
So isn't that so dead. Weird, though?
It is weird.
These weird little things. Who is just experimenting and doing these things and notices this kind of
someone
stuff.
Someone with way too much free time.
Way too much stuff.
Finally figured it out.
Yeah.
Something a woman can beat a guy in.
Whatever.
Well.
Yeah.
Let us have it.
For God's
let
sake.
Let us have something.
Something. I like it.
I gave you the right to vote.
I did try to, man. It's impossible.
It is. I don't get it. It's weird. Weird. Anyway. All right.
Is it because of the hips?
I think so. It's got to be. Got to be.
Wider hips.
Wider hips.
Uh-huh.
Helps.
Those baby barren hips.
Yeah. All right. Can we?
All right. Well, I posted on Facebook. If you go to
you can watch me
Rock
fail.
107 WIRX Facebook page, there you go.
You can watch me fail, and then you can also see Kiki.
If you want selfies, you can go to Kiki WIRX.
I thought you were going to be able to do it, bro.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, that stumpy torso and those stumpy legs of yours.
Son of a bitch. And that's because I'm too muscular. That's the problem.
Is that it?
I have too much muscle, and it's, you know.
Must be it, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to go to the gym and only work that muscle. Like, I'm going to be at the gym just trying to pick up a chair.
You guys have any free chairs? Any free chairs?
Got to do some chair squats or whatever it is. All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
So ripped, bro. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, ATV, boat, chair insurance. He's got you all covered.
What about snowboarding wrecks?
Yeah.
I think you would be covered, yeah.
That would go under life insurance.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Next time you go barreling down a hill on a snowboard.
Make sure you have life insurance.
That's right. Go see Chris. He does. He works with contractors, homeowners, everybody. If you need it covered, go see Chris.
Chris!
Here you go, Kit. Your dumb vocabulary for today, ta-ta-tuck.
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 Ta-ta-tuck? Wait, what is it?
Ta-ta-tuck.
Did you snap at me like a mother would if her child isn't paying attention to him?
Get off
my
the phone.
My God.
Okay. Ta-ta-tuck. It's when you push your boobs up, right?
Ta-ta-tuck.
Ta-ta-tuck.
I don't know about a tuck. I know a lift. Mm-hmm. Ta-tas are obviously the woman's chesticles.
Breasts.
A tuck.
Ta-ta-tuck.
Maybe when you...
When you like tuck them down because you're gonna go for a run, you know, when chicks do that, they just like really pancake them out.
Yeah, but it's still not a tuck. You're not putting the tatas under anything. You know what I mean?
It's if you're gifted and you tuck it into your armpit. Word.
Oh, is that it?
Listen, those are armpitties.
Oh, yeah. Armpitties. Nice.
Ta-ta-tuck. You guys are gonna get this. This is so good.
Is it?
It's when a woman.
Give us a hint.
It's when a woman gets a breast reduction.
Oh, yeah. They do dunk it.
Yeah. That's right.
I wouldn't know.
It's so like a tummy tuck, but it's for the tatas.
Never
a
had that issue.
I know. I knew somebody had
that's
that
like
done.
Slapping God in the face.
Yeah.
Why would you do
no,
that?
No, because they have back problems.
Yeah. Deal with it.
It's
deal
like
with
it's
it.
Like
you've been given a gift.
All right. Well, we know what we'll do. We'll tape like two of those 5-pound bowling balls, like kids'
go.
Bowling balls, to your chest.
Yeah.
And see how you like it.
Do I get free drinks?
The double.